We are learning Mesechus Nazir Daf Mem Tesma Beis, and we're starting a brand new Mishnah, getting into the sugya of Tumah, the sugya of what we call Mesechus Alois. It's one of the Mesechus of Mishnayos and Tyrus. It's very connected to here, especially the first few prakim. So it says over here in the Mishnah like this: Al Elu Tumois Hanazir Megaleach, which means the Nazir has an issue to become Tamei. If he becomes Tamei, he has to restart his whole Naziris. And it's called Megaleach. He has to cut his hair and restart his whole Naziris. Which Tumas is a Nazir, a Chayev, to restart his Naziris? So Al Hameis, if he touches a mace, Val Kazayis Ben Hameis, even touches a Kazayis Ben Hameis. And we'll see what's the. You said Kazayis Ben Hameis, of course, what a mace is Pashat. The Gemara will talk about what mace means. So Al Hameis, Val Kazayis Ben Hameis, Val Kazayis Netzel, a Kazayis of Netzel. What is Netzel? Netzel is a mace that turned into juice. It got melted, it got decomposed until it turned into juice. That's called netzel. So a kezayis netzel is metame already, but oil, but maga, masa, and also an ozer has to megaleach on that. Val mole tarvad rekev, a spoonful of rekev. Rekev is where it decomposed until it turned into like dirt, turned into like sand. That's rekev. So you'll see the shir mole tarvad is on Daf Nun Amud Beis, talks about the shir tarvad. Ala shedra val gegoilis, on a shedra, which is the spine, or a gegoilis, or is the skull. And we'll see if you need both, or one of them is enough. Val averim in a mace, a limb from a mace, or val averim in a chai, and both of them, sheyesh lav basa karayu. That means this has to have basa on it, some meat on it, but you don't need a kezayis. All you need is enough meat that would grow back if this arm was attached still to a live person, it would grow back. That's enough. That's called basa karayu. So averim in a mace, or averim in a chai, is also matama, but oil and matama to a nazir. Val chatzi kav atzomas, a half a kav of atzomas, or half a kav of bones. So first of all, if we learn Mishnayos and Alois in the second parak, the first Mishnah, it says clearly that roiva kav atzomas, a quarter of a kav atzomas in matam already by oil b'magamasa. Here it says chatzi kav atzomas. Zog toisvist is a lochemos we've seen that for nozit to megalech love. It's not enough roiva kav. Even if you come tamei meis, it has to be chatzi kav atzomas. A lochemos we've seen that. And tois adds another halacha, that this chatzi kav atzomos, this half a kav of atzomos have to come from roiv of the bones or roiv of the skeleton, which means roiv minyan or roiv binyan. Roiv minyan means the Mishnah always says there's 248 bones, so 125 is roiv. It has to come a piece of a ma'at of 125 bones altogether, half a kav. That's a half a kav atzomos. That's matama. Or roiv binyan means two femur bones and another bone, roiv of the binyan of the makeup of the person. It has to come, this chatzi kav has to come from those atzomos. And he really learns it to the Mishnah in Alois, which says, Eloshen, Mirayv Minyan, Rayv Minyan. But if you look up that Mishnah in Alois, according to the Rav and the Rambam, Mirayv Minyan means it doesn't have to be Rayv, from the Rayv Minyan. It doesn't need the whole Rayv Minyan, not like Tosfos. But Tosfos learns that this chatzi kav atzomos is coming from 125 bones. But that's clear, it's chatzi kav, not reiva kav. Now what else matama to a nozer makes a nozer megaleach? V'chatzi lug dam, a half a lug dam, which means also here also, we know usually revias dam, we just had it before, on top of the zomit. Revias dam usually is enough to be matama ba'oil. Here, loch is chatzi lug dam, a half a lug of dam, because loch ha'mashina v'aydam, v'al magon v'al masam, if you touch, and you carry a chatzi lug, that's, or any of these things, that's enough. Oil, make a tummy. Either touching, carrying, or oil, it's enough. That's all these halachas, what a nozim megaleach on. Val etzem kesayra, if it's an etzem, it's a bone the size of a kesayra, then al magav masa, without oil, but there is magav masa on a bone the size of a barley, that's enough to make a nozir. Be megaleach, a magav masa. That was the matamba oil. The matamba oil. That's chatzik avatam, the matamba oil. This is talking about touching it. Well, that's a concern. I'm not giving up my soy. We also said chatzik avatam from the Rav Minyan. A lot of lachas there, but that's all matamba oil. But that's a concern. It's matamba maga mas. Al elu anozi megaleach. All these things that we mentioned here, the nozi megaleach, or maz v'shishi v'shvi, he makes hazah third day and the seventh day, v'soy says hakoidmin. And you don't start counting in Nunez years, you have to be tar. And he brought the kavanos. We'll see that last few words in the Mishnah is a shayla in the Gemara, which Tosfos says definitely not gerus, because the Gemara is complex about that. Later on, Daf Nun Dalet, I think it is. Akaponim. Yeah. During his tahara process, is he allowed to drink wine? It's a good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. He could take a haircut afterwards, but and his tummy already. What about drinking wine? I don't know the answer to that. I don't want to take a guess, but I hear the question. Pasha is not a nazir anymore because he already recited it, but I hear the question. Zok the Gemara. Because that's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says clearly all the halakas of different tumas, and now our Gemara will discuss it. The first line our Mishnah said, Al hameis va kazayis min hameis, which stands a little redundant. Once you said kazayis min hameis, obviously the mace could be multiple kazayisim, so of course, has the halakas of tumah of a nazir. So let's see. Tanar Rabbanan. Acha petirosh jo hameir. After hameir was niftar, he was a Rosh Hashiva at that time. Amar lahem, Rabbi Yehuda l'tamidav, Rabbi Yehuda told the Tamidav Rameyer, you're not coming to my yeshiva. Ayichasu Tamidav Rameyer l'kan. Don't let them in here. Peshach kan tuanam heim. They're going to bother me. Rameyer didn't see the sugi the same way. And he was scared that Rameyer's Tamidav was going to bother him. But loyalim l'tamidav heim ba'am. They're not coming to Lord Tarah. They've come to bother me. Elikab chene ba'alokas heim ba'am. They're coming to argue with me in the halachas. So Dacha Sumchis, which is the Talmud of Rameya, pushed himself in with Nichnas. Omer lahem, and Rabbi Yehuda said over the Mishnah, he skipped the word Meis. Omer lahem, Kach Shonali Rameya. This is the way Rameya taught me the Mishnah. Al Elu Tomeis Hanoz Magaleach, Al Hameis Val Kazayis Ben Hameis. On Hameis and Kazayis Ben Hameis. Koyis Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda got angry. Omer lahem, Loi Kach Amart Lechem Al Yichus Utamid Rameya Lekan. Didn't I tell you not to let Utamid Rameya here? Pesach HaTonim Heim. Dehaka Chaynik. What are you talking about? If you say kazayis and ames, you have to tell me ames. It doesn't make sense. Why would a mishnah say that? So he said, that's why I told you not to bring Tamid Rameh here. So Rabbi Yossi was there, also a Talmud Rameh. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yoimru Meir Shachav Yehuda Kaas and Yossi Shasak. Rabbi Yossi said, you're going to say, Rameh is not alive anymore. Rabbi Yehuda is getting angry. And I'm going to be quiet? Tari Matele, what's with Tari? I have to answer this kasha. So Om Rabbi Yossi, Le'nitzricha Ela Lameis She'ein Olav Kazayis Basa. The case of mace is that there's no Kazayis Basa. It's a complete mace, but there's no Kazayis Basa. So the case is like this. Even though there's no Kazayis, it's a tiny baby. It's not even a Kazayis Basa. And it's a full mace. So the case is that's Matame, even without Kazayis Basa.
So what is it?
It's a mace. That's the Alcha. It's bones. So what are you asking? You have bones, you have aver. Yeah. Freit the Gemara, Vadayin Yoimar, it's still Shver, Al aver Mimenu Megaleach. We had in our Mishnah that an aver is Megaleach, Al Kula Koshkin. You have a full body here. And also, you could have asked the Kasha, what about the bones? It's more than a rave. It's a Shedra and Gagarlis. Not Chatzikav, it's not a Chatzikav. Obviously, it's not Kazayis, but it's a Shedra and Gagarlis at least. So, what's going on over here? And for the Gemara, like the Gemara of Yechonon, Loinitzucha El Nefel, what the Teretz of Yosi meant to say was like this: El Nefel, so the Skashrei Vara Begidim. It's talking about a Nefel, which is someone miscarried, a woman miscarried and had a Nefel. There, Loinitzkashrei Vara Begidim means that the bones weren't attached to each other with Begidim, which is like sinews and cartilage and old veins and different Gidim that attach it. And that was not here to attach the bones together. So then, therefore, it's not considered a varim. It's not considered a regular shedra and garlis because it's too soft. It's a nafel. So and therefore, that's what a mace means. The chiddush is it's still matame. And where did Rabbi Yochanan say this? Rabbi Yochanan said this on the Mishnah in Maseches Ahlois that also when it enumerates the things that matam ba'oil, it says mace and kazayis and a mace. He said it there. Hakanam here also in our Mishnah also ben nafel so eskashrei varav begidim. Talking about Nefel, so it's Kashi Ivar Begidim again, which means that the Ivarim weren't attached to the Basar and to each other with Gidim. They weren't, it's like ligaments. It's not attached. Bones are attached together with ligaments that fuse together. They're attached with muscle and ligaments to the skin, to each other. That is by Nefel, that didn't happen yet. So therefore, it doesn't have a din Aver, it doesn't have a din of Kazayis Basar. And it wasn't even a Kazayis Basa. And therefore, the whole reason why it's Batama is because it's a complete mace. And therefore, it's Batama. That's the Chiddush of mace, that's the one in Nefel. That's Teretz number one, Rav Yechon's Teretz. Rav Amar, Loi Nitzricha, El Roiv Binyonoi, El Roiv Binyonoi. You know what Teretz is? We're talking about here a mace that was not a complete mace. And it wasn't a Shadrach and Gerlis either. It was a Rav Binyan, a Rav Minyan. It was a complete, it was 125 complete bones. And it wasn't Kazai's Basar either. It was no Basar at all. It was 125 complete bones, or the Rav Binyan, which means most of the Binyan of the person, which is, let's say, two femurs and a thigh bone, or two femurs and a forearm, that's called Rav Binyan. So that would be enough. And don't get confused with Chatzah Kavod Tzomus. I'll speak that in a second. Here's what you had: the full 125 bones, for example. She ain't been Reivat Tzomus, but doesn't have Reivat Tzomus. Before we said Chatzah Kavod Tzomus meant it was a Chatzah Kav with a Ma'at from all 125, a little bit piece of all 125. Here you had the complete 125. You had Reiv Minyan, Reiv Binyan, even if you don't have Reiva Kav. Tosfos already by Varns, it should say, Shem Behem Chatzah Kav, because Reiva, even if you had Reiva, it's not enough for a Nazir. It's a lot of Rabuso. Was it even less than, is a Chiddush, even less than Reiva? If you have Reiv Minyan, Reiv Binyan, that's the case of Mates. That's Rava's Tarets of Mates.
If you have a little bit.
You're right, of each 125 bones, yeah.
Sure, if you have the whole bones.
It's a beautiful kav. So Teretz Adir is chatzi kav. Here it wasn't even a roiva kav. There a little bit doesn't work unless it's a chatzi kav. It's a shear. It's a bucketful. Here it was less than a shear.
I said Rav Minyan before anyway.
I said Rav Minyan only fits a ma'at Rav Minyan. That's what he said. Look back at the Mishnah. Say Rav Minyan in the Mishnah anywhere?
No, you put down Tosis.
Tosis said that the chatzi kav has to be ma'at of the Rav Minyan. That's what he spoke out from Tosis. But the Mishnah is a Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. But the Moshe is tiny good. And the Mishnah in Mesechta Olos does say Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. That's what Rava didn't say. Lenitzchak didn't say he said it over there and said it over here. He only said it over here. There, actually, the Mishnah has a first there, Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan. But here, our Mishnah doesn't have a first. Therefore, Mace here means Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan. It says two mahalchim and what Mace means. But Mace and Kazayas Mace. Mace means either means a Nefel, which is a whole Mace, or it means the bones without any basar, but it was Rav Minyan or Rav Binyan, that's enough to be metamba the person, the nazir, to make a leichanat. Even if it doesn't even have a Rav Kav, obviously it doesn't have, even if it had a Rav Kav, wouldn't be enough, you need Chatzah Kav. But it didn't even have a Rav Kav, still, since it's Rav Minyan, Rav Binyan, it is metamba the nazir to make a leichanat.